Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is hit by the pitch. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Feller moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Majeski scores. Suter moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Wally Moses pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires to first, and they've got Astroth trapped. There's the throw to Boone, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Joost reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fain is hit by the pitch. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy throws the ball into Avila, who tags Vallow trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Juice scores. Fain moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juist fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Feller moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen is hit by the pitch. Chapman moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Chapman moves to third. Rosen moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Astroth for a passed ball. Avila moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Feller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson juggles the ball. That's an error on Simpson. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Majeski hits a pop-up towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Pete Suter. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Kline now playing second base. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Joe Astroth. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allie Clark pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hitchcock moves to third. One out. Lou Brissy now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hitchcock scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Indians. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Mike Garcia now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 4 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.